At this time last year, Mainers were digging out from the record snows and bundling up in the sub-zero cold. And while it is snowing hard in much of the state today, we'll admit, this winter has been an exception. As Jennifer Mitchell reports, warmer temperatures are making tough sledding for outdoor enthusiasts.
On a recent trip to Washington County, ice is visible on the Pleasant River, but it's just a few inches thick. The scene looks like spring, mud everywhere, and the streams emptying into the river are running swiftly. Above it all, there's a steamy haze rising into the 50-degree air.
That's because of the heat. It's making it just like a fog over the ice. And this time of year, there shouldn't be heat. Sorry.
Harry Foss has been fishing and clamming throughout the area for more than 50 years. When he was a boy, he says his father would drive teams of horses across the ice, and this stretch of river would be hard and cold, dotted with smelting shacks. This year, practically nobody, including Foss, is taking the risk. A solitary shack rises from the fog, and what Foss says is likely less than 4 inches of ice.
Yeah, you can see one out there.
So you're probably not going to get to do any ice fishing this winter, really, if it doesn't change.
Not if it doesn't change. We still got rest of this month for it to come off cold still. And we still could. We get a few days of really cold weather, and it could make some ice, but it isn't going to be a good ice fishing winter.
It's a bummer for folks in Washington County, says Foss. Many in the area rely on a patchwork of seasonal resources, from plucking Christmastime fir boughs to hauling up smelts and selling bait and supplies to ice fishermen. The news isn't much better inland.
You can be on one body of water and drill a hole through 8 inches of ice and set over 50 feet and be on 4 inches.
Shannon Fish with the Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife says lake cover this year is inconsistent. Even Moosehead Lake in Greenville only has about 8 inches of ice.
This is just one of the weirdest years we've ever had.
And no one's really fishing. He says the most shacks he's seen on a lake in the Penobscot area is 3. The upshot, says Fish, is that people are being cautious and not taking risks on thin ice. The downside, however, is the potential hit to local coffers. According to a report from the department, ice fishing has an impact of about $74 million on the Maine economy and supports nearly 800 jobs. Warm winter weather is proving an unexpected inconvenience for some of the state's land-based winter sports as well. Following 2 years of Arctic conditions, dog sledding among them. The Plum Creek Wilderness Dog Sled Race, scheduled to kick off on February 6th, has been postponed to February 27th. Wilderness Sled Dog Association President Amy Dugan says her group had hoped that the trail could be salvaged with recent snow.
The trail deteriorated too much, creating basically glare ice, which just would have been too dangerous for the dog teams.
For the last 10 years, the 70-mile race has been a popular winter attraction, drawing hundreds to the Moosehead Lake area each February. Dugan says the region won't likely suffer much loss as long as trail conditions improve and the race goes ahead. But for some winter businesses, the winter has been touch and go.
We have had a few cancellations. Nothing that's going to really set us back much.
Eric Sterling of West Branch Pond Camps in Greenville says it's best to call ahead to find out what the conditions are. Those looking to snowshoe and ski should have plenty of snow throughout the Central Highlands and Aroostook County, he says. Another winter event, the National Toboggan Championship in Camden, while not canceled, has had to adapt at the last moment. The sleds will now have to head down the ski hill rather than the super-fast toboggan chute because pond ice at the bottom of the run isn't safe. One event that likely won't be affected, however, is the World Cup Biathlon in Aroostook County. With about 6 to 10 inches of natural snowpack throughout the county and some fresh snow on the way, that event is on track for 300 skiers from 32 countries to arrive next week. And all the warm weather may have run its course. The National Weather Service is calling for periods of snow throughout the state into next week, with temperatures well below freezing. For NPBN News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.